Good morning. Our work is about cellular networks, and we started the strategy of downlink multi-cell cooperative transmission with imperfect channel of data information sharing among base stations. We worked to introduce the background of our work, then describe the system model. After that, decentralized multi-cell cooperation strategy is proposed. Then we will see some simulation results, and we conclude the talk in the final part. In universal frequency view cellular networks, interference is a major bottleneck for achieving high spectral efficiency. And the multi-cell cooperative transmission, also known as coordinated multi-point transmission, is a promising solution to handle inter-cell interference. Here we present a typical network structure for the coherent multi-cell cooperation. Multiple base stations are connected to a central unit by backhaul links, and they jointly serve multiple users in cooperative cells. We can summarize the general procedure for coherent comm transmission in TD systems as follows. First, each base station optimizes the channels from it to all users with uplink downlink channel reciprocity. Then they forward the estimated channel to the central unit by backhaul links. After gathering all of channel from all base stations, the central unit can compute the precoder for all base stations and then broadcast the precoder to the base stations by backhaul links. Then the base stations can perform joint downlink transmission to all users. We denote this procedure as the central unit processing strategy because all the precoders are computed at the central unit. The performance gain of coherent comm transmission comes at a cost of various overhead and expensive backhaul networks for data and channel information sharing. In practical terms, the information sharing between BIP stations will be imperfect. So recently, there are some works considered the impact of imperfect channel state information sharing. For instance, paper one considered the impact of channel estimation error on the comp capacity region, and paper two and three considered the cases without channel state information sharing between BIP stations and proposed some distributed precoders. In the talk, we will consider the impact of the imperfect channel state information sharing led by backhaul latency. In current deployed cellular networks, the backhaul latency is an order of 10 to 20 milliseconds. And we can find that in the previous described central unit processing strategies, the channel delay is double backhaul latency due to the base station to central unit to base station transfer, which may severely degrade the performance due to the outdated channel state information. So in this talk, we will propose a new comm strategy to alleviate the performance loss led by backhaul latency. We consider a TDD comm system with full data sharing among the base stations, and we consider NC base stations connected to the central unit and joint cells NU universe, each with one tenor. Then we can express the received signal of UVI by this equation, where XI is the data symbol for UVI, which is shared among the base stations. And HI is the global channel from NC base stations to UVI. WI is the precoding vector of UVI. And Theta is the AWGN with zero mean and various sigma square. Also, we can define the channels from base station K to all users by HLK, which will be used later. we consider that the bifurcation estimate the channels at time t minus tau and perform Gaussian transformation at time t, where tau is the channel delay led by back hall latency. We by assuming a priori knowledge of channel statistics and using Wiener filtering, we can model the channel by this equation, where HIK and HIK hat are the real channel and if it estimate at the bifurcation, and EIK is the Gaussian channel estimation error. Its variance increases with the growth of back hall latency. Here we propose a new decentralized multi-cell cooperation strategy. We name it bifurcation processing strategy, which can be described as follows. First, each bifurcation estimates a channel from it to all viewers with uplink downlink channel reciprocity, and then forward the channel estimated to the central unit by backhaul links. After gathering all the channel from all bifurcations, the central unit broke up the channels to all bifurcations by backhaul links. So in this manner, each bifurcation can know the channels of other bifurcations, but experience the double backhaul latency delay. And then each bifurcation can re-estimate the channel from it to all users and computes its own precoder with all available channel state information. And then the operation can perform downlink joint transmission to all users. We summarize the features of the bifurcation processing strategy. First, the precoders at different bifurcations are designed individually at each bifurcation. This is why we call it bifurcation processing strategy. And all the cooperative bifurcations have the same goal. In our paper, we consider we maximize the sum rate of multiple users. And the final feature is that the channels at different bifurcations are different but correlated. Actually, at each bifurcation now, there are three parts of channels, and first is the cost channel estimates from the bifurcation to all users, and the cost the channel estimates from all other bifurcations shared by the central unit, and the third part is the re-estimated channel state information from the bifurcation to all users. So as stated by the paper six, the precoder design problem falls into the framework of team decision theory. To team theory making problem, person by person optimization is a suboptimal solution where one decision maker optimizes its own decision variables, given that other team members' decision variables are fixed. So it requires the sharing of decision variables between the decision makers, but in our considered scenarios, the sharing of decision variables is not preferred. This is because on one hand, the sharing of decision variables will eventually result in an iterative precoder design method. On the other hand, the shared decision variables will become useless when the backhaul latency is large. So the basic idea of the proposed precoder is that each bifurcation first estimates the other bifurcation precoder and optimize its own precoder. So the question is what the channel should be used to estimate other bifurcation precoder and optimize its own precoder. Because each bifurcation actually have two versions of the local channel, that means the channel from one bifurcation to all users. One is the cross version, which is commonly known by all bifurcations, and the final version, which is only known by the bifurcation itself. The choice of the channel usage will impact the multi-cell cooperation gain. But in the current paper, we just simply use the private fine channel 58 and the average base station channel for precoder design. So in this manner, the precoder design at each base station turns into the problem of Bayesian robot design. There are some existing methods can be used. We choose which is the average sum rate as the performance utility. Here the alpha is the weighting factor and Ri bar is the average data rate of Uxi, which can be approximated by this function. Here the expectation of Hi can be obtained by using can be obtained according to the considered channel model. So we can formulate the optimization problem as follows. We maximize the which is sum rate and subject to the probabilization power constraints. Here the WK is the precoding matrix at base station K. And the problem essentially is a non-convex problem. In order to solve it, we use the concept of read profile given by paper 7, which is defined as the ratio of one universe which is data rate over the sum rate. So for given a read profile, we can maximize the sum rate, the subject, minimal data rate, and probabilization power constraints. This problem can be rewritten in that form by defining a positive semi-definite matrix Xi, and it is still not close because of the rank one constraint. But in general, a suboptimal solution to this problem can be obtained by using the semi-definite relaxation method given by paper 8. It omits the non-convex constraint and obtain a semi-definite programming visibility problem. Now we summarize the decentralized multi-cell precoder. First, at each base station, given a read profile, then solve the relaxed FDP feasibility problem by the bisection method and obtain the optimal Xi. Then if Xi is of rank 1, then we can obtain the optimal Wi by eigenvalue decomposition. Otherwise, the randomization method can be used to obtain the suboptimal of Wi. We can repeat step 1 and step 2 to all possible read profiles and find the optimal Wi corresponding to the maximal which is average sum rate. And it is important to note that each base station now needs to perform phase adjustment to the obtained precoder to ensure that the signal from multiple base stations can be combined constructively, which can be done by ensure that the imaginary part of this item to be zero. Simulation, we simulate a scenario of three-cell cooperation and two errors in this in the salvage error. We generate the time varying channel according to Jake's model, and the equal rate weighting factors are used for all errors. The finger plots the weighted sum rate as a function of a backhaul latency, and both the central unit processing strategy and the proposed base station processing strategy are considered. This curve is for the case with imperfect channel state information sharing, and in this case, both strategies have the same performance. And this curve is for the proposed base station processing strategy, and this curve is for the traditional central unit processing strategy. We can see that the base station processing strategy can effectively evaluate the performance loss led by backhaul latency. Okay, we move to conclusion. We proposed a new downlink multi-cell cooperation framework. The base station processing strategy, which evaluates the performance loss led by Baker Hall Latency. And the presented differentialized multi-cell recorder is mainly intended for providing a performance benchmark for the base station processing strategy. It has very high complexity, so in future we will consider the design of low complexity precoders and study the efficient usage of available training data information at the base stations. Thank you for your attention. Not the optimal solution. Actually, this.
Okay, yeah, no, I just wanted to mention that there is a paper where by Tom and they develop a framework where, in some cases, you can actually solve exactly these kind of problems.
Yes, actually, in the community scenario, that we only consider two users. In this case, we can always find rank one Xi. But it may be not optimal if there may